Hello, 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 and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, where we help passionate people create stable income with flexible schedules by getting ideal nonprofit clients with the best grant writing and nonprofit sales strategies in the industry. My name is Holly Rustick, and I went from working 50 plus hours per week as a grant writer inside a nonprofit, living paycheck to paycheck, to opening my own freelance grant writing business and only working part-time hours, earning more than I ever had before. Inside our programs, the Freelance Grant Writer Academy and the Grant Professional Mentorship, I have helped more than 100 changemakers get out of toxic 9-to-5 jobs and replace their full-time incomes while working part-time as a grant writer from home and around the world, simply by learning how to write grants through our grants writing formula and implementing our unique approach to nonprofit sales. Join these aspiring and seasoned grant writers so you too can secure ideal nonprofit clients with cause areas that you fully believe in, get them massive funding, and be able to set your own schedule and revenue goals. Be sure to join our weekly email newsletter, the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven, where you get stress-free nuggets on the financial stability components and skills of being a freelance grant writer. Plus, you get updates about the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. Just go to grantwritingandfunding.com to subscribe. And now let's get ready for the most bold, empowering, and approachable coaching and conversations you've ever heard. Let's create a higher standard of stability, freedom, and legacy together. Hello, hello, hello. It's Holly Rustick here with Grant Writing and Funding, and we have a wonderful episode for you today. We're going to talk about how you can treat your 9-to-5 job as an anchor client. And this is a concept that I teach on because this is how you can transition first mentally and then strategically to become a freelance grant writer. Now, if you're already working full-time inside a nonprofit or inside any job and you're thinking about transitioning into freelance grant writing, and it could be you've never written grants before, you're just like wanting to do something completely different. It could be where you've been a grant writer inside a nonprofit for a long time and you've just hit a wall. You're working so many jobs in the nonprofit. You just want to write grants for them and eventually you want them to become your anchor client where you can still serve them, but in a consultancy or a freelance grant writer position versus staff member. Or you could be in a 9-to-5 right now, but you're coming up on retirement or on life changes and transition, and you're really thinking, I could actually keep this job maybe to write grants for when I go to a client. So before you even transition out of your 9-to-5, one of our most popular concepts that we have in how you can start repositioning this is to look at your 9-to-5 as an anchor client. So I'm going to talk about that into today's podcast episode. And before we get started, I go into more depth in this in our new free webinar on April 30th, Tuesday, April 30th at 4 p.m. Eastern. So if you have not registered for that webinar, make sure you register for that webinar so we can go more into detail on building out a strategy. We also have a live Q&A section and so much more, and a 48-hour bonus. It's an exclusive bonus only for those who register for the webinar. If you decide to join our Freelance Grant Writer Academy, you will be able to get this amazing bonus. So make sure you go to grantwritingandfunding.com/323 so you can sign up, or grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar. And a note from our podcast episode sponsor today is GEMS, Grant Easy Management Software. If you're managing more than one grant or you have more than one nonprofit client for your grant writing services, you are definitely going to want to get a free demo with GEMS so you can look at how this software could benefit your freelance grant writing business or your nonprofit when you're handling all those grants. This is a game changer. So make sure you go ahead and get your free demo with Rachel Waterman and her team at GEMS, and make sure you mention that you found it on the podcast. So if you do get a subscription, you get $50 off. So go to grantwritingandfunding.com/323 for more information to book your free demo. And we've known GEMS for a long time. We've done a lot of different work together, and I love that Rachel is also a grant writing agency owner, she understands the business inside and out, and she also does a lot to uplift the industry. So definitely make sure that you check out what they're doing over there at GEMS. All right, so let's look at today's episode, how you can treat your 9-to-5 like your anchor client for your freelance grant writing business. Now, I absolutely love this. It's one thing we go into more depth in the webinar, so make sure you join that. This is something you can do as a tangible strategy and as mindset. And we often do a lot of our processes are actually in a lot of our strategy is built around these two things, mindset and strategy. But you can definitely treat your 9-to-5 as an anchor client. And I want to show you how. Here's why this is so important and how you can really reframe a lot of this is because a lot of y'all are like, I want to, you know, transition to become a freelance grant writer, but you kind of feel like it's all or nothing. You're like, but I'm stuck in this full-time job and it's sucking my soul and I have no time to even think about starting a freelance grant writing business. And I don't feel confident unless I would have, like, I need to, like, know it has some legs and, like, get a client or before I even quit my job. And I'm really not sure what to do because I feel stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like, I don't have time to find a client, but I need to have a client before I quit my job. This is going to completely transform how you think about it. And it's going to completely transform your strategy. All right, so bear with me here. When you treat your 9-to-5 as your anchor client instead of your financial stability, many things change for good. Simply by repositioning your mindset on your 9-to-5 actually being your current anchor client, you will start thinking other things. Like you're going to have these thoughts such as, what are ways that I can just focus on the work that I do that brings in the biggest impact in my 9-to-5? How can I stop doing all other duties as necessary and focus on the biggest return of investment? How can I build my business and take on additional clients while managing an anchor client? This mindset is huge. And if you don't do this, if you don't just start with this simple mindset first and then strategy, what's going to happen is you're going to remain inside that 9-to-5, right? You're going to remain potentially in a toxic environment, in the burnout cycle, in a codependent relationship. You're not going to be able to save or pay off debt. You're going to be doing a lot of self-limiting behaviors. And you're going to think that you need a grant writing degree or certificate or whatever to get paid. Like, you're not really going to believe in the possibility of having a freelance grant writing business. You're just going to think about like, oh, that would be really cool. And I think it might be possible, but it's not for me because of my situation. Let me tell you, most people are in your exact same position. They're working a 9-to-5. They may not have any grant writing experience or no grant writing clients yet, but they do transition and they do start a freelance grant writing business and make that their primary job. And most of them do it because of how we can show you how to do that today. They start thinking of their current 9-to-5 as an anchor client. So when you start doing that and when you reposition it, and I'm going to give you the takeaway strategies behind this mindset shift, you're going to start having productive conversations with your boss. You're going to feel in control even when nothing physically changes at first. You're going to start seeing your job as temporary. And you're going to start setting more boundaries in your 9-to-5. You're also going to open the door to more possibilities, and you're going to get part-time clients while you're learning and growing your grant writing and sales strategies, and you're going to get paid to write grants. This starts with a simple mindset shift, and inside the webinar coming up, we're going to actually show you more strategies, so make sure you go to that. But just as an example, this is what happened to one of our freelance grant writer Academy students, Jeremy. Jeremy lives in California and works in a 9-to-5 inside a nonprofit. And in the academy, he started to view his 9-to-5 as an anchor client while he got his business going. Within 1 month, y'all, 1 month, he secured his first retainer client while retaining his full-time job, i.e. his anchor client. And now he has cash coming in every single month from that client because it was a retainer client. And he views his 9-to-5 as an anchor client plus his retainer client. So he's like, wow, now I have a lot more income coming in. I have legs to my business. This is working. So how we really want to think about this. So let's start with the mindset. So you can see like where Jeremy's coming from as well is we first want to think about that 9-to-5 not as a J-O-B. even if you're still getting paid out every 2 weeks, you're still actually on a contract, your staff, you're all of that, whatever, you're employed there. I get it. I want you to think this job is a client and they are an anchor client. And an anchor client usually is like your largest, your VIP client, right? They take up the most amount of your time, but they also pay the most. That is what they are at this point in your time in having a business, right? So we're going to think, okay, you know what? Even if I don't have my business license open yet, I'm going to think of my 9-to-5 as an anchor client. And I'm going to slowly work on that stuff in the background, but I'm just going to start here. This is where I'm going to start. They are an anchor client. Now, as soon as you start thinking of them as a client rather than an employer, now we have to start doing some strategy. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to track every minute you are working, every second you are working in that 9-to-5 and what you're doing. So a lot of people like to use, I like using Toggle, T-O-G-G-L. It's an online app. You can even just use a spreadsheet. You can write it down. I don't care. As long as you are tracking that, track every single minute you are working in the business and what you're doing. Okay, that's the most important thing too, what you're actually doing. If you're working on a task, you're working on admin and doing emails, you're working on a fundraiser, because all you grant writers inside nonprofits, guess what, y'all? You got hired to be a grant writer, but they are able to pay you by being a program manager or by being a case manager or by being a grant manager or other things that you also have to do just to get paid out that way, even though they hired you to be a grant writer. So write down every single thing you're doing, those meetings you attend, what they're for, etc. I want you to do this for at least 2 to 4 weeks. Track all of your time and the task, all of that, right? Then I want you to think about and write down, I want you to clearly write down when that nonprofit hired you or the 9-to-5 hired you, what exactly did they hire you to do? What was the goal? So it was just like grant writing. That's not really a goal. Think about like, what was the thing? Were they saying, okay, we want you to write at least 10 grants a year. We want you to win $1 million in grant funding for you. Like there's usually some sort of goal or milestone when people hire you. And if you don't know, ask them to say, hey, just, you know, we had this conversation when you hired me, but what was the actual goal? Like what did you actually want me to do? Right. What were those milestones of what my job position? Or you might be able to look back at your the job announcement or application, that sort of thing. And then I want you to review your time, all the things that you're doing, review why they actually hired you, what were the goals or the milestones. And then I want you to think, am I actually reaching those goals or milestones? Am I reaching them? And if not, why not? So now you actually have some data to look at. It's not just like, oh no, I don't want you to be in a place of shame or like I'm a failure because I'm not meeting those. No, we need to have data. Why aren't you meeting those? Usually it's because, like I mentioned, they hired you to write grants and win $1 million, but guess what? They want you to do all of their duties as necessary, or you feel like you can't say no, so you're doing all the other things. So we need to have the data. We need to see what's actually going on. Normally what you're going to find is, oh, it's because I only wrote 4 grants last year because I was doing all these other things. I've only actually spent a day looking for grants out of the last, you know, 2 weeks or 4 weeks when I could have been spending a lot more time and I haven't even developed a grant calendar yet because I'm doing all these other things. So I really want you to get honest with yourself, and by tracking your time, you're going to have the data to review that. And then we're going to say, okay, what was the goal? What was the milestone? Am I reaching it? Yes or no? And if it's a yes, then it's like, okay, what am I doing to reach that? How can I double down on any of the things that I'm doing right now to reach that? And if it's, well, actually, Holly, the reason I'm reaching that is because I'm working 80 hours a week and 40 of those hours are on that goal and the other 40s are on all other duties as necessary, then that's not sustainable to keep reaching that goal, all right? That's not sustainable to keep reaching that goal. So if it's outside of the 40 hours, I actually want you to ding yourself and be like, that's not a sustainable way. I need to still cut out these other things. And if you're reaching your goal inside those 40 hours, but like, you know, maybe 10 of the hours really aren't getting you to where you need to go, then we can also reevaluate those. Okay, so now that you have this list, you know if you're reaching it or not, you know what things maybe you could change in your time, I want you to think about every single task you have listed that you're doing and I want you to rate it 1 to 3. A 1 is saying, that's not getting me anywhere near my goal. It's not efficient for my time. All of the things, right? I feel like it's a waste. And even I hate showing up for it, like all the things, and it's not getting me anywhere where I need to. A 2 would be like, it's getting towards the overall goal of the nonprofit, maybe. And because I'm amazing and I can do so many different things, they just keep tasking me to do all these different things. But for my job role, maybe it's not really meeting that specific milestone for my job role, my specific job role. And then a 3 would be, oh yeah, they hired me to write grants. I'm writing grants. That's when I'm writing grants or looking for grants or anything grant related. Yes, that's good. Right? So 1 to 3, and then I want you to go ahead and say, okay, if I had to change my schedule and move all of my 3s on top and my 2s, maybe my 2s next, and cut out all of my 1s, what would that look like? What would that look like? Okay? So I want you to have all of that, and that is what we're going to bring to your boss, bring to your superior, and because now you're thinking of your job, right? As a client, not as a job. And this is what consultants and freelancers do. We look at a scope of work. So now we're thinking with the brain of a freelance grant writer, as a grant consultant. They're not doing all other duties as necessary. They're not doing things that don't lead to the ROI. All they focused on is the ROI for the goal. So then we can bring that to your superior and we can say, okay, well, you hired me to do this. And that's fantastic. But I find that a lot of my time isn't actually doing that. How I can reposition my workload then is just to focus more on these. How can you support me then in offloading these other things that aren't leading to an ROI for the goal that you set out for this job role? All right, that's it. Simple. How can you support me? And it could be they could say, oh, you just don't need to go to those meetings anymore. Or it could be, oh, you really need an assistant to get some things done. So now you're putting it back on them to say, how can you support me so I can actually do the job that you hired me to do? That's what you're saying, right? So I can focus on the scope of work that needs to get done. And by having this tangible plan, what eventually this is going to set you up for too is to transition out of the 9 to 5 and keep them as a real anchor client. Because now we're going to understand what is the real scope that is really going to benefit them from your grant writing that you can keep them on as a client. And because you've positioned them and taken so much of your load off, or they've delegated your other work that wasn't really, you know, important as a grant writer or bringing the ROI, you're already going to set yourself up for just doing a scope of work for when you want to actually quit or retire or resign and maybe keep them on as a paying anchor client, not just as a job anchor client in your mind, but as a real one, right? So this is a great way to transition, but it's also just a good way to start transitioning your thoughts, right? Your thoughts. So even before, like, you even show them anything, before you even start tracking your time, I want you to think about this, okay? This is really important. To say, this is an anchor client in my mind, even though, and that's just the way they can pay me right now, is every 2 weeks. They can pay me by doing my taxes. They can pay me by doing this, right? That's fine. That's how they can pay me. And that's how my anchor client pays me. So as an anchor client, I am appreciative of them because, yes, even though I put a lot of time into this client, they pay me and I have cash flow coming every 2 weeks, right? I have cash flow. I have maybe even health insurance covered by this client. I have other things covered by this client. So that's great. So what I can do is just keep this client going. And now I want to bring on just one more part, very, very part-time client. I want to do that and I'm going to start setting that up. And because then you go through the process of tracking your time, of repositioning what the ROI is and your grant writing and all of that, now you're starting to think like a consultant and you're starting to actually put strategy together, put scope of work together, and you're really starting to understand how to work with another client. Like, you're not going to do all of those things that you do for your 9 to 5 for just a very part-time client that you have coming on. But what are those, you know, out of all of the things that you said, these are the highest, the threes, right? These bring in the biggest ROI for this nonprofit and my grant writing. maybe what are just the top one or two that I could do for a very part-time client? So you're all of a sudden going to start creating boundaries with your 9-to-5. You're going to start thinking of them as just an anchor client that you actually start to kind of appreciate now. Okay. And even if they're a toxic nonprofit you're working in and it's a toxic client, okay, we're going to eventually get out of this and transition this client out. But for now, they're my anchor client. They're paying for these things. It's cash flow. And while I have this cash flow coming in, that gives me the capability to start onboarding other clients that would be a better fit. But I still have the cash flow while it's happening. So that is, I know I gave you a lot of mindset and strategy, but very just simple tips for you today to start thinking about how can I do this? And inside the Freelance Grant Writer Academy, we spend more time on how to do this. We give you all of the strategies behind this on what you can do. So the next steps after this on how to transition out of your 9-to-5 and have them come on as a real anchor client that is paying you as a consultant and no longer as an employee. And then you can get other clients and even reduce your time more while still keeping your very highest scope of work for them. In the upcoming webinar on April 30th, replace your full-time income on flexible hours while writing grants fast. Make sure you sign up. Go to grantwritingandfunding.com/323 or go to grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar for more information. And as always, we are so happy to be the number one rated grant writing podcast in the world. We appreciate all you listeners out there that you guys tune in all the time to hear about our grant writing strategy or freelance grant writing systems to help you make an income on flexible hours writing grants. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast and do me a favor, leave a review on your podcast player, as that does help other people find our podcast. All right, change makers, keep on writing grants and building out freelance grant writing businesses. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.